Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
La 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 la
everybody. Welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And that tune was A Good Man by Neo. You know, I want to welcome all my listeners that are calling in. And if, you know, you want to say something, hit the number one key and I will open up your mic. Also, you know, I want to thank my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all my global listeners. You know where you are, and so many that list is continuing to grow. But I want to thank everyone for making it to 2019, because 2018 I lost some friends, and it's just that, you know, you never know. So make every day count, you know, and try to be a better person. I'm not trying to tell you what your resolution should be for the new year, but for me and for mine, I'm going to try each day to be a better person, and that will take care of the rest. But tonight we got a phenomenal guest. We got Melanie Houston, and she wrote that book, When the Devil is Beating His Wife. But this special guest, man, she has done so many things. She has worn so many hats in her endeavors in life. And you know something, girl, she going to tell you about it. And she has done a lot. And she has published a lot under her publishing company umbrella. So, you know something, if you want to talk to her, don't be shy. Just dial 347-945-003 and hit the one key, and I'll let you and Melanie have a conversation. But before I bring her on, I want to introduce you all to my co-host, Chris Michael Ward. How you doing this evening, Chris?
I'm doing good. Hello, America. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, thanks for tuning in. And so without further ado, let's welcome this beautiful, phenomenal woman by the name of Melanie Houston. How are you, darling?
Hi, Terry. I am great, and thanks for the wonderful introduction. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, girl, because like I said, I can't say enough, man. You know, everybody who knows you, they know this chick. Check off this list. If you have done it all, I can't imagine what else you want to do, but you know something? Sky's the limit. And so you got more room for them hats on your head. So tell everybody a little bit about you, darling.
Well, I started my own publishing house. It's something I've always wanted to do, a lifetime dream. And so far I've done 3 books within that publishing house. And the latest just was released in November last year. It is called My Africa Hair, A-F-R-I-K-A-H. And it is a self-esteem journey that I use hair as a model and a metaphor. And each page is watercolor and tea stain by an artist from Nassau, Bahamas, by the name of Felice Roberts. And I weave a journey from Africa to America, from infancy to elderhood. And my second book was When the Devil is Beating His Wife, A Christian Perspective on Domestic Violence and Recovery. And my first book was Rivers of Grace, Poems of Redemption and Restoration. When the Devil is Beating His Wife, I co-wrote that with Dr. Iris Cooper. And she is one of the founders of Glory Foods, and we collaborated on the book as a tool to help people, primarily women, because we're women and we wrote it from a female perspective, get out of relationships that are abusive, whether they're emotional, verbal, physical, or financial. And every chapter begins with a scripture, and we use the lives of 3 different women to weave a story about how to remove yourself from an intimate partner abuse situation and to do it safely. So within those 3 characters, we give techniques on technology, what items you need to make sure you removed or you have copied before you leave, like your tax returns and copies of your bills, and making sure you have prescriptions for you and your children. Making sure that your passwords are secure and that you don't use, you know, the computer at the house, because there could be key logging software on it. All of those tips are woven into the book. And we did it because we see that there continues to be a crisis within America and really around the world of domestic abuse. And once you think it's gone away, you hear another horrific story. And
exactly.
So Dr. Cooper and I wrote this as a self-help novella. And all of the books can be purchased at Melanie, M-E-L-A-N as in Nancy, I-E, Houston, H-O-U-S-T-O-N, .net, www.melaniehouston.net. You can get any of those publications up there on my website, my author website.
Okay, well, we're going to let you repeat that before the show is over. But real quick before I let my co-host ask you a question, you say Dr. Cooper, she helped wrote the book. She was a founder of Glory Foods, like the collard greens in the
one
can.
Of,
girl,
yes, one of the founders.
She has saved me many a night when I be cooking. Because her food tastes good. I'd be like, yes, girl. And I'd be lying, saying, I made it, came right out of the can. Well, go on, Doc. I like her food. Yeah, I'm just had to put that out there. Glory saved me a lot of days. But anyway, Chris, go ahead and ask your question about special guests.
All right, Melanie. When did you realize that you wanted to be a writer?
Actually, Chris, it was in about fourth grade. I was a consummate reader. I always read. We were always at the library. We were able to check out as many books as we wanted. And I just wanted to write, so I would write these little stories. They were a book to me, but it was only three chapters, and I'm sure they were very brief. But I never let go of the dream.
That's good.
It led me into, working for different publishing companies and being an executive editor. So I got a chance to edit and I got a chance to write, but I wanted to do my own and I wanted to publish my own.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you a question, and this is the part about abuse. Was that book generated because of something you saw, or were you also a victim of domestic abuse?
Both my co-author and I had experiences with intimate partner abuse, and yes, I witnessed it. I had a brief relationship where that was where it took place, and I was blessed to know that that was not God's will for me and that I needed to remove myself, and I did. And actually, I really didn't think much about it and had no intentions of writing about it until a chance meeting with Dr. Cooper, and I asked her how was she doing with the book, and she just couldn't finish it. So I agreed to help her finish, and because of my input, she felt that my name should be on the book as well. I would call it an involuntary ministry, not something that I raise my hand for and say, yeah, pick me to talk about domestic violence. And I don't use that as a large platform, but it's an important one because if the message we write in the book can get someone free and out safely, I will talk about it and, you know, promote the book absolutely because it's an important resource. It's a quick read. It's an easy read. And you can't just tell someone, just leave. Because that's a dangerous piece of advice.
One thing I found, because I also was a victim of domestic abuse, which is told in my book, Broken, about my autobiography. But, you know, a lot of people, because it's painful, they breeze over that. Maybe I'm different. I'm willing to discuss that in detail because a lot of people that are victims, they feel like they can't leave because they don't have no resources. They got kids, or nobody's going to believe them. They don't have any money, or, you know, it couldn't happen to me. But not just a person with no income. People wealthy are victims. But, you know, being constantly a victim of abuse sometimes start to wear on you, and you start believing that garbage that man that's doing to you was happening to you. And so I'm always willing to tell my story. But today is not about me. It's about you. But I'm glad that you touched over that. But I need to take a small break, and I want you to talk a little bit about your affiliation with the political arena in the background. and your writing and ghostwriting, because that's very interesting as well. Like I said, Melanie, you wear a lot of hats, but we got to take a small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there. Yeah. Oh, I haven't forgotten, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! No! Who is
this?
Why is he in my house?
Who are
you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, my girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Close. That was all I knew. Do you remember? I remember when you laughed when I cut my perm off and you rated me a 6. I was like, damn. But even back then, with the tears in my eyes, I always knew I was the shit. I like that.
That was Janelle Monae. Welcome back to Unmasked with authoress Tara E. Lyle. I'm going to let my co-host Chris jump up in there with his question, and I got one, and then she's going to tell us how to get a hold of her. Oh, yeah, Chris.
All right, Melanie. So being a writer, do you wake up in the middle of the night with ideas, or is there a time when they come?
That's a good question, Chris. Sometimes I tell you what, let me explain. I do my best writing in the evening, around this time, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. I'm a night owl. So when it's quiet and the phones have settled down, I can be creative and I can write. So I think that, for example, the book My Africa Hair, I probably started writing that around 10 o'clock at night. And actually, I didn't think of it as a book. I thought of it as a poem. But as I was went to bed very late or early in the morning from writing it, the Lord spoke to me and said, it's not a poem, it's a book. And I laid there in bed arguing with the Lord about whether that was a poem or a book. And after a few seconds, it was as though he got quiet. And he let it soak in, and I realized, that it was a book, and I sat right back up, and I started writing again. So most of it was written overnight. My heart in writing My Africa Hair is for young girls who lack the self-esteem and understanding of how their self-image. Sometimes it's too woven into the wrong thing, but what My Africa Hair does is it brings out the positive things about the African-American community, the African community, the versatility and diversity of our hair, and how it doesn't matter how short or long your hair is, or even if you're bald, love yourself. And that was why I wrote that book and why it's so important. And when you're in situations where people don't love you and appreciate you, you've got to take that step and have that understanding. You have to love yourself. And that's why some people get caught up in bad relationships, because their self-esteem is tied to a person or the need to be loved and accepted. But when you love yourself first, everything else follows. And always remember, if that person doesn't love themselves, they can't love you.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Well, before we run out of time, Melanie, could you tell us a little bit about your affiliation with writing in your background for, what was the Supreme Court?
It was not the United States Supreme Court. My bio says that I have written for state Supreme Court justices, which is very different than the U.S. Supreme Court. I was blessed to work for Who's Who Publishing under the ownership of C. Sonny Martin. And we published the achievements of African Americans all around the United States.
Okay, Melanie, can I cut in real quick? You have someone on the line whose number is ending 9825 who would like to say something or ask a question. Caller, ending 9825, your name, and go ahead, please.
Sure. Can you hear me, Terry?
I sure can. Well,
all righty. Terry, this is Roy Hannum calling. How are you tonight? And
how you doing?
And how
well,
are you,
we now do have
how
our
are you, Chris?
Show. So you better hurry up and ask your question so you can respond.
All right, quick. I was wondering, I write a lot of music, and I find that it's very interesting we seem to be in the same problem in the industries, both in music and in actual prose and poetry, is to disseminate the work. It's a lot easier to, of course, create it now than it used to be. But now, of course, you have to disseminate it. I want you to so people understand where it is and where they can get to it. Just wondered your thoughts about that one, because it's so
similar.
Well,
you have to start your marketing plan early. And, you know, just like with publishing a book, you can't start thinking about how you're going to market it after you have printed it. So you need to be planning venues for where you can express your music, share your music, get it played on the airwaves, whether you are doing events where you're actually the one performing it. Those are the things you should be setting up while you are in the process of writing it. So some things have to happen simultaneously and not after the other. And look at your industry and how other people out there may be marketing their music. And I would refer you to that.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're absolutely right. It is a problem in the industry, though. The industry, the music industry, is having a major problem selling in certain venues, and it's very difficult. It's going to take a lot of work to overcome that. But in certain ways, it's doing very well, but others, nobody's buying anything digitally. So very interesting times. So I enjoyed hearing you, though. I really enjoyed your show, and I'll sign off now. Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you, Roy.
Enjoy talking
with you, baby. I'm still looking for that song.
Oh, I certainly will.
All right, baby. Melanie, could you let everyone know the name of your publishing company, the cost of your materials, and how to get a hold of you?
Sure. My publishing house is Alabaster Fox Media Group, and I have an author website, melaniehouston.net, MelanieHouston.net. The cost for My Africa Hair is $29.95. It is a fully illustrated book of tea stain and watercolor. All the illustrations and artwork in there, my husband and I, we owned and commissioned that work from a fabulous Bahamian artist named Felice Roberts. And that book is $29.95, can be purchased on the website. When the Devil is Beating His Wife is $14.95, can be purchased on the website. And Rivers of Grace is $12.95, and it can too be purchased on the website. So all of the books can be purchased at melaniehouston.net. Publishing house is Alabaster Box Media Group. And we look forward to hearing from you. I promise you, when you purchase this book and you open it up, it has a soft touch cover. The My Africa Hair has gold embossed foil on the title. There's a gold ribbon marker down the middle. We designed it to be an heirloom, a collector, coffee table quality book. You will treasure it. It makes perfect Christmas gifts, birthday, graduation, you name it. It can help you make an impression, let me just say that, with your gift giving. And if you want an heirloom and a collector quality book, you'll want My Africa Hair.
Well, I just want to thank you, Melanie, for being on the show this evening. And like I said before, you're always welcome to come back. I want to thank Rory for calling in, Rory Hannum. He's a musician. You can also find him on Facebook. And my awesome co-host, Chris Michael Ward. And on that note, we want to tell everybody, be safe. Have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you another time, Melanie. Call me when you get something.
All right, Terry.
All right, darling. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
It's time to grow up. I embarrass myself enough. Cause I wouldn't leave you. Even my family knows the truth. Yeah, you've taken me under. Round in circles like you know you do. But every time it feels like this could be the last time. Wisdom good and goodbye. If I give this one more try. It's hard cause they say that it's